Welcome to section 4 of the course, and throughout this section I would like to introduce you to what I hope you're going to find to be an absolutely fascinating topic, and this is core values. Now what I'm going to do my very best to do throughout this section is start pulling everything together. We've looked up until now at our emotions, we've looked at our thoughts, how our thoughts influence our emotions in life, and it's crucial that we understand this if we are to be effective in coaching other people out of their problems. Because problems, as we've already established, are the crisis that people have in the context of their day-to-day lives. And if I can just refresh your memory and just recover a point that we've already made in an earlier section, is that remember the difference between self-esteem and self-concept? Our self-esteem is always based upon how we feel about ourselves today, where our self-concept is kind of our ideal version of ourselves, who it is that we would like to become, who we could become, who we should become, who we ought to become at some point in the future. Well, we've now looked at this, haven't we? We've established and looked at and explored the core identity, the fundamental traits that makes us who we actually are at the core, not the social labels that we assign onto ourselves or that we allow other people to assign onto us. Now, it's important that we understand all of this stuff so that we can look through more of an objective lens at ourselves and also other people in the context of our life coaching. Now, we've mentioned crisis. Problems are a crisis, the crisis that we have in our life. And we've also looked in an earlier section at how when we perceive there being a gap between where it is that we are and where we want to be in life, this kind of determines the amount of crisis that we experience. Well, what I would like to offer you throughout the section is a slightly different frame for looking at this, all right? Through the lens of core values. Because if you think about it, we're all driven by stuff in life. And in fact, every single decision that we do make in life is always going to be a values-based decision. Every choice, every decision that we make is going to be based upon whether we believe that this choice will help us get closer to what it is that we fundamentally want in life. Now, there's a pretty good chance, as you're watching this right now, you may already be able to think of people who you know in your life who are driven. Do you know any driven people? In fact, it might even be you who's one of these people. Now, I used to define myself as quite a driven person until I was studying therapeutic counselling quite a number of years ago. And my old counselling mentor, a lady called Joyce Nicol, who I've absolute utmost respect for. Joyce, if you're watching this, I'm assigning this whole section to you because you really played a crucial role in transforming my thinking and also my understanding of core values. And it was in one of these one-to-one accountability sessions, Joyce was my instructor, my mentor, my trainer, and she said, "Cain, we like you on this course. You're so high energy. You're so driven." And then she stopped and she offered me some space, and then I responded. I was, yeah, I'm so driven, Joyce. I want to make a difference in the world. I want to teach people all of this stuff that I've learned throughout my life. I'm so driven. And she said, yeah, we can identify this, Cain. You know, what we've often wondered, though, is what it is at the core that actually drives you. And I was left absolutely dumbfounded. I didn't have a clue how to respond to that. Because yes, I'd always been driven. I was always quite a high energy kind of guy, which might even be quite transparent to you as you're watching this course. But what I'm saying here is that being driven is one thing. What I'm saying here is that being driven in life is one thing, but then knowing what it is that's actually driving you is something else in its entirety. You see, when we understand what it is that fundamentally drives us in life, we're able to make wiser choices and decisions in relation to the things that we say yes to, the things that we say no to, the people that we take forward with us into our future, and those who we actually need to make a decision about leaving behind. Now, these things might sound like some pretty big decisions, and I'm going to make no qualms about this. They are, but these are the decisions that people are going to come to you for guidance and input and coaching to ultimately help them make. So, everyone has an ideal in life. Everyone has an ideal reality inside of their minds, how they see life being, what they want, what their ideal day in the future would kind of look like. And they're only ever going to have a problem when they perceive there being a block between where they are in the real time and where they want to be in that ideal time. And this ideal is going to be a place that they reach where all of their core fundamental values are met. So let me just emphasize this here so that we're absolutely clear, without any confusion, that people only ever have a problem or a crisis in life when they don't know how to get the things that they want. And it's absolutely crucial that we understand the difference between our wants and our needs, because they're very different things. For example, I want to go on holiday right now and have a nice time relaxing in the sun. But do I need to go on holiday right now and have a nice time relaxing in the sun? The answer is absolutely no. I want to be a multi-millionaire. But do I need to be a multi-millionaire? No. But do I want to be? Yes. I want a house on a hill with a moat and a boat. That would be nice. But do I need a house on a hill with a moat and a boat? And the answer is absolutely no. There's a huge difference. So this section has been designed to help you understand the difference between our wants, which are kind of just our preferences in life, and our needs, which are the things in life that we actually cannot live without. So there's going to be quite a number of workbooks and exercises attached to this section. I'm going to take the session quite slow. I'm going to ask you not to focus on taking too many notes throughout the section, but rather to really listen in and hear what it is that I'm saying so that you can understand exactly where I'm coming from. Because if you understand what it is I'm going to share with you throughout the section, then you're going to come to understand what it is that drives human beings, all of us, at the core. Because if you understand what it is that drives human beings, then you're going to be the person who plays that role in helping them to choose wiser, make better decisions, and get more of the things that they fundamentally both need and want. So hope you find this section fascinating. I know that I most certainly do.